Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to Tea with Publicity. Today's episode is sponsored by Macy's. And if you still need gifts, whether you're stressed out or whether you're just like wanting to get things a little bit ahead of time, don't worry about it. Macy's has you covered. They have the Macy's Gift Finder. I actually was browsing on it today because I'm starting to buy some gifts for the people in my life. You could shop by price. You could shop gifts on a budget. They have different sections for like gifts under 50, gifts under 100. They have women's, men's, toys, electronics, like literally there's a section for everything. Again, I just did this today, so I'm pretty familiar with it. But they have curated unique lists for all of the personalities in your life. Is your loved one a spa day enthusiast or an advent calendar aficionado or a big sports fan? They've got something for everyone. So you could just go to macys.com/giftfinder to find the perfect present for the people in your life this holiday season. Let's get into today's episode. What's up, everybody? This is Alyssa Amoroso, aka Publicity, who is ready to spill some tea. Because this is Tea with Publicity. Here with my friend Alex today, and Alex is not my guest today. She's my co-host.
I'm your co-host.
Welcome back.
Which is going to be like Mark and Kelly. And Mark.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Regis and
Kelly.
Who was the original one?
Regis Kathy. And Kathy.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, we're just Regis and Kathy today. Kelly and Mark. What's that? Her husband's name? Why?
Yeah, because Ryan Seacrest. It was Kelly and Ryan, and now it's Kelly and Mark.
And then she had Michael. Wow. That show's been through.
She's blowing through it.
The gamut. Like, holy hell. So we're just going to do a little girl chat today. We will do your Ask Alyssa advice questions, and then we will spill the tea as to pop culture girlies. We have a lot of opinions and things to chat about. But Alex and I were at lunch this past weekend. I was going to be like brunch, lunch.
I also find it funny that you call me Alex. It's like my close friends call me Alex, but people on the internet know me as Lex.
No, I have to fight my urge to call you Alex.
I know.
Because I know you as Lex from your handle. But I know. You go by Alex, so it's like confusing.
I know. I'm sorry. But well, I appreciate it because you are my friend.
So I know.
Call me Alex.
I'm like fighting the urge. But we were out. I've been doing this thing like called Linner. Mm-hmm. Where like I've just been doing lunch dinner.
Yes.
And I feel like we did that this weekend.
We did. And it was like beautiful because we had the best meal. We went to OSPE.
Oh, so
and
good.
Like had a smorgasbord with our other friend Lisa. And it was nice because it's like you don't want something super heavy for dinner. Mm-hmm. You feel satisfied and maybe you'll have something light, but like then it's over and you go to bed.
Yeah, but then I woke up the next morning starving.
I know.
I ate Linner at 2.
That's the one problem.
But this is what I do. I eat. My eating schedule is so off. I eat breakfast at like 11 and then I eat Linner at like, I do brunch and Linner.
No, you have to. Do you drink coffee? You drink tea, but do you drink coffee in the morning at all?
Not sometimes. Okay. Like I'll do my tea and then I'll do, I won't eat until brunch and then I'll be starving and then I'll eat Linner. And then before bed, I'll be starving again, but I'm like, oh, I'll just wake up tomorrow. I've been doing like these weird
You have to eat something in the morning with your like coffee or tea. You need like a banana or
something. Well, that's actually why I had to give up coffee because it's too harsh on my stomach to have an empty stomach. I don't know how people do that.
I don't know.
Like,
either.
Unwell.
It's also not good for you. It's like, it's really bad for
it's
you.
It's actually like really unhealthy.
Yes.
No, that's why I actually had to quit coffee, because I had such bad indigestion that I had to go to get one of those scopes put down my throat.
What?
Wait, I don't know if I've told the story on the pod. I maybe have, but really quick, I'm going
to
retell it.
Like, you went to like an ear, throat, and nose specialist?
I went to like a full, I got an endoscopy because I had such bad GERD, which is like gastric. I still have it. I'm on medicine. Like, literally coffee fucked me. I'm not even kidding.
Oh my God. And okay, so tell the story.
I went to get an endoscopy, which is when they put like the little camera down your throat to see if your like esophagus is inflamed, yeah, or whatever. And I'm sitting there. This is like fucking crazy. I'm sitting there and I have, they're hooking me up to the anesthesia.
Mm-hmm.
And they put this thing in your mouth. You know that game where you play with the cards?
Yes, in your mouth.
Yeah. And you're like, the thing in your mouth. Yeah. So they put that in your mouth because they're about to stick something down your throat, you can't talk. And I have one nurse next to me, and she's basically like, are you ready for the anesthesia? So I kind of just nod and my mouth's open. I'm like, and as she's like, okay, we're going to count down, like start thinking about something nice. All of a sudden the doctor walks up to me, the search, like the main guy. And he's like, hey, wait, remind me, what are you here for again? As the woman's like, 5, 4. Three, I feel my eyes getting heavy, and the doctor's asking me questions as I feel myself.
Was he
going
like
under.
Joking? Was that his shtick?
Dead serious. He's like, wait, what are you here for again? I can't talk. I have this thing in my mouth, and
no.
I'm like,
no. What are those? Wasn't there those movies? There was like one movie.
So crazy.
Yes, with Jessica Alba. I think it was called like Awake, where they were like getting surgery, and she was like alive for it or awake, but she couldn't tell you. That's what this is like.
No, it was. I was like, that's the worst thing to do to a patient as they're going under with their mouth forced.
Of course it is. That's terrifying.
I was like, hope it's going to go okay.
Are you serious? That would like, I would have PTSD from that. I don't know.
Crazy.
Did he say anything to you when you came to?
No.
Did you remember at first or did it come back?
And I'm like loopy from the anesthesia. And he's like, how do you feel? I'm like, so good. And he's like, you can go home now. And I'm like, okay. And I left, and my sister had to come check me out. I was in the city.
Yes.
If you don't have cars, she had to come sign me out. And I remember like getting home, I go take a nap, and I wake up, and my mom's like, how did it go? What did the doctor say? And I'm like, you know what? I didn't ask him one question. They should have let me walk out of there like that.
But that's what they do. Isn't that? Okay, I have this weird thing, Alyssa, with like doctors. Like I did my egg retrieval, and like my girlfriend picked me up. She drove me home, but like I felt fine. They wheel you out and they're like, bye. If like I didn't have her, I would have drove home alone.
But would you have?
But like I was not fine, you
know? Exactly.
But I felt fine.
Well, that was me. When I got Morpheus, the like really intense facial treatment, as I'm there, they're giving me numbing fluid and they're like, we're going to give you laughing gas. And I was like, wait, but I drove here. And they're like, oh, no, it wears off in 5 minutes. I'm like, are you sure? They're like, yeah. They gave me laughing gas. It actually did wear off. But here I am getting offered laughing gas. And
yes.
I'm like, this is kind of crazy.
It's too casual.
So casual.
And the other thing I want to talk about, you have a baby. And then 2 days later, they're just like, goodbye with this human.
Oh, I don't get that at all. Like,
I'm like, how are you doing this to me?
I don't get any of it. It's like they just like, even I was saying this the other day with my friend about getting your license. Like I did what, 6 hours of driving with the teacher, and then all of a sudden I'm on the open roads alone. Like,
yeah,
that's scary.
And like maybe you like I passed my driver's test the first time. I'm assuming you did too.
Yeah.
But like people fail and then they get it after like 3 tries and then they're just like, okay.
And you're just out here on highways. It's so scary.
I know.
My mom followed
me. These are my Roman empires.
Oh, no, that is my Roman empire. My mom followed me to school when I got my license.
Stop.
I was like, all right, I'm going to go to school. She's like, okay, drive safe. I see her 3 cars behind me.
She didn't tell you? See, that would freak me out more.
I was just like, you freaking psycho. Okay, anyway, I got away from my brunch and my dinner. But what we were talking about at our dinner was that you specifically are saying no more and setting boundaries around your energy. And I thought this was interesting because I feel like I went through this already, and
yeah.
I want you to talk about it because I'm sure so many people could relate to this feeling.
Yes. Okay. So I also want to like reframe it because I was thinking about it and I'm like, it's not that I'm saying no more, even though it is. It's like I'm saying more intentional yeses. Does that
make
sense?
Absolutely.
And like basically what was happening was like I was traveling a lot for work, and then I was trying to like crash plans and cram them into mm-hmm. when I was home, or I was like had my family in town or friends or whatever, and I'm trying to crash like my day-to-day into the moments when I'm on my own. So I was like not thinking about what I was saying yes or no to. I was just saying yes because I wanted to do everything and see people. Mm-hmm. But what I was finding and what I've been finding is like I'm saying yes to things, and then upon reflection, I'm like, oh, like I don't really want to do that. It's not about like hanging out with the person. It's like
yeah.
the thing that they want to do, I just say yes without like skipping a beat. And I'm like, I want to be more intentional with what I say yes to.
And sometimes it's not even about the person. Like sometimes maybe you do want to see them, but you just need a me day yes. that week.
And that's what we talked about, yeah. right? Because I said to both of you on Saturday, I was like, you know, we said, oh, we can do any day this week. And I was like, can we do Saturday? Because Friday, I really just need like a day to myself to get mm-hmm. myself organized after the holiday and things like that. And like, I never do that. I am always the whatever y'all want. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. But I was like, I showed up and I felt this way. Like, I felt like I showed up on Saturday happier, more present. Like, I appreciated our time more because I wasn't so focused on how tired or burnt out I felt.
It's actually true because I canceled my plans on Friday because I didn't have the foresight to know I was going to feel that yep. way. And I made plans with a photographer and I texted her Friday, like 7 a.m., being like, is there any way you could reschedule? Yeah. And she felt the exact same way. She was like, why did we make plans the day after Thanksgiving?
Because we're all just like, yes, and we want to do the stuff in the moment.
Yes. And then I was like, you know what? That's what you said actually impacted me because I was like, had I had that foresight, I wouldn't have made those plans for myself because I was burnt out and I didn't mm-hmm. want to do it. And I did feel better seeing you guys on Saturday because I was rested on Friday.
Exactly. And like, I feel, I don't know what, for me, it's like, I recognize that I'm a people pleaser and I know I just want to say yes because like, I'm like, oh, I want to see this person. So like, I'll do whatever they want to do mm-hmm. as long as we're spending time together. But it's like, I also have this thing where I think I'm like living in fear. It's like, are they going to be mad at me or whatever? And I'm like, it's okay to be like, yeah, we can hang out. Or yes, I want to hang out with you, but can we do this? Or yeah. can we do it at this time? Like, no one's going to not be my friend. Like, we're in our 30s.
Yeah, like, it's okay.
Yes.
Also, I think for me, yeah, it's like, I was explaining to you that I went to like a work event mm-hmm. and sometimes it's so just sidebar, but some of my friends that aren't influencers end up getting invited because they're maybe editors or whatever. Yes. So I wound up knowing like a bunch of people there and I was having so much fun talking to them. But I literally turned to one of the girls and I said, I was like, I'd rather be sitting on the couch catching up with you than at this like party with all these reality stars and like
yes.
the lights, because like this is draining my energy. And it's like, I'd rather go to work and like clock in and leave and then get my girl time in like yes. a more intimate setting, because it doesn't fill my cup to be like socializing and ripping shots and drinking and at these parties and doing these things. Like, I'm like, I'd rather be in bed if I'm being honest.
Exactly. Oh, same. But also I think sometimes it's like you see it, you know, or like, you know, I see you and I'm like, oh my God, that's such a fun event. She's having yeah. so much fun. But I know if I was there, I'd be feeling the exact same way as you, because at the end of the day, like it or not, or however it appears, like that's your work. That's like the equivalent of like me going to a conference and like having to be on mm-hmm. and talk to people and network. And it's like you go back to your hotel room or your house or whatever, and like you're so exhausted from just like being on. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's, of course, it would be way different just be like sitting and having drinks with your girlfriends, oh, even though so you're different. All there. It's just like a different vibe.
It's a different vibe. I can't articulate yeah. why necessarily, other than just maybe like the expectations are different. Or I think when you're in a public setting, you have to like hold yourself to a certain mm-hmm. kind of like caliber, or not even like, I really don't care, but just subconsciously you're like, I'm in public, I have to sit up and I have to
yes.
where I'm yeah. like, if I'm on the couch, like, laying back, legs spread.
I know, I'm like, give me half an hour, I'm like moving yeah. all my legs here. So I'm like on this chair.
It's partially that, maybe. But do you ever feel pressure? Okay, I'm trying to think how to word this.
Oh,
do
gosh.
You ever feel like a loser? Or like, not a loser, what are we, 12? But like, do you ever feel lame for leaving a place early?
Yes, sometimes. I used to feel way worse about it now, but now it's like such a struggle for me to even go. Like, that's the thing that I can't, that sounds so funny, is it's like, I used to like pray to be in those rooms, and then you're in those rooms and I'm like, I just want to be at home with my dog. Like,
uh-huh.
but I hear you, because it's like you don't want to be seen as like the first person to leave
mm-hmm.
or like the person like, oh, they just like they flaked.
I think I used to feel like pressure, and now when people are pressuring me, I almost judge them. I'm like, why do you want to stay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to bed.
I know. I'm like, we've done our time. Like, is this enough? Like, what else do you want to do?
Are you tired? Like, what is wrong with you? Like, I feel like I'm in the point where if someone's going to judge me for not drinking or not staying out, I'm like, I don't have the energy to feel like a loser, because you're not going to guilt me for wanting to like wake up and feel good tomorrow.
Yes. And like, I'm very much like, I'll have my nights when I'm like, this is a night, I'm feeling it, whatever. But like, my friends, like, I am grandma boring. They know that. Like, I will be home, because it is not worth it to me to stay out and like take that extra shot or do that drink or whatever and feel like crap the next day.
Oh my God.
Especially living in LA. It's like, I want to get up and do things. Every day is a beautiful day.
Yeah, that's really true. It's, yeah, I feel like for me especially, I've really come to the terms with the fact that like certain people are going to think I'm a loser, but I just really don't care if you think I'm a loser. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm tired. Sorry.
And listen, nobody, like, even if they're thinking that in like 30 seconds, they're going to forget about it.
But don't you feel like there's this thing with drinking? I know that you did like, you did not drink for a month, right?
Yeah.
It was a full month.
I didn't drink for a month.
I feel like there's this thing though with drinking, because you know I don't drink a lot, where certain people or certain situations, like people don't really do it to me anymore, but I used to run into the issue a lot where when I'm choosing to not drink a lot, people will kind of make me feel lame about not drinking. Like, oh, you're so boring. Or maybe they're not saying that directly.
But you're getting that energy, or you feel that.
You're getting that energy. Like, oh, well, you're not going to have fun tonight.
Yeah.
Whereas just because I don't want to drink because it gives me headaches all the time doesn't mean I'm not going to have a good time. I just...
And doesn't mean that you're not a good time. I've hung out with you. We've traveled. Like, you are a great time.
I'm just prone to migraines. Cut me some slack.
And it's not like you're like, you are not. The other thing I'll say is like, you are not, and I definitely don't do this either. Like, I'm not projecting on other people the fact that I'm not drinking. I'm not judging you. I'm like, go off, do your thing.
Same. Like, I'm like, get the bottle.
I just want to like go whenever. I'll drive you. I don't care. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it doesn't matter. But I definitely hear you. There is a weird stigma, especially because like, I was like college party girl. So
of course,
like when I go home now and it's like, everyone's like, oh, you don't want to like have all the wine and everything. And I'm like, yeah, I can't anymore.
But
there's like a weird thing.
Could we talk about that though? How I can't have all the wine. Like,
I know.
Physically. Like, I am not well when I drink. I don't know what changes in your body that you can't metabolize alcohol. I'm a grandma. I have one glass of like champagne, migraine.
Oh, I have to stick to what I know. Like, I
tequila
can only
soda.
Stick to, I do mezcal or tequila, and then I do red wine. Like, certain white wines, I cannot do
any
bubble.
Wine. So no I'm bubble. Oh, red wine as well, or tequila soda. The issue is with my acid reflux issues.
The bubbles.
No one's going to, like, only people with GERD understand this. When you have acid reflux, like, one glass of wine makes me feel like I swallowed a fire.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
It burns my esophagus, like, genuinely.
Yeah,
so
that's not
it's
good.
So hard for me because, like, even if wine doesn't give me a headache, I'm like, do I really want to feel like I have heartburn all night?
No.
So I get into this issue with alcohol where sometimes I do want to get a little drunk, but then I feel like I'm dying.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what is wrong with me? I just can't. My body doesn't really take it down the way it used to. And now in hindsight, I'm realizing how even in college, like, that was always my issue, because I would always throw up from drinking, and it was because of the acid.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask. I'm like, did it just happen in college? And, like, because you were in college, you just, like, ignored it?
I had no idea, because I remember always
saying... Because I bet that was a part of it.
I would always say, I will throw up before I black out, because my stomach will get upset
before you get to that point.
Drink enough that I'll black out. And now, in hindsight... It's because of the acid.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've always had this issue. But
see, I would black out.
I like, couldn't. Like, I would brown out for sure.
You're like, but, I'm gone.
But, yeah. I can't remember the last time I, like, really got wasted.
I know.
I'm kind of trying to think now. Maybe the summer in
when we were away.
Ibiza. Yeah, when we were away
this
summer.
Yeah, see, you guys went. See, I didn't – see, this summer, I didn't get that crazy when I was away. But – I know you guys went to Ibiza and you had your time.
I did this one night. I don't know what got into me. Like, It wasn't even a night that we really wound up doing much. I just accidentally, like, for whatever reason that night, got wasted, and we were like singing on the streets. I found all these videos on my phone.
Oh,
I'm like, am I
my
okay?
Gosh. Videos and texts.
Videos, texts, and voice notes. The whole nine. But
oh my
back
gosh.
To boundaries, mm-hmm. and saying no. What does that look like? Like, how will you? Let's do a role play.
Okay. Let's do this.
Okay, so you've been like traveling for work all week, and you're like super busy. Oh no, you've been super busy, and you just like really need a night.
Yes.
But there's like this really cool event happening, or like really I don't know, someone's hosting something.
If there was something really cool that I really wanted to go to, but this is the difference for me, is like, I have a friend who will be like, hey, I had a friend, and she's like, do you want to go to Bali next year? And like, normally I'd be like, yep, let me know. Mm. And I'm like, and you know, maybe I will go or whatever, but it's like, instead of just being like, yes, why don't you just say, hey, let me look at my schedule and get back to you. Like, when are you thinking? Like, I am such an immediate yes. Like, I didn't even ask for details.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I'm that girl too.
And so I'm like, let me know what you're thinking. I have to look at my schedule and like, I'll get back to you. And I've never done that. I don't know why. I have to like figure this out with all of my therapy work. Like, why I have this fear of just like not immediately saying yes, or
okay,
guilt.
But then guilt's one thing. But then the need to want to do things is something that I think is great. Like, I like yes people that don't turn down an opportunity to do something unique or cool or exciting. Like, I do think it's a good quality to always say yes to things, because I think you're living such a full life when you're saying yes all the time.
But here's where it gets complicated, is it's like when I have, you know, let's say I have this Friday coming up. It's like I have a friend's birthday, and normally I just have the birthday. It's a dinner. It's going to be great. But normally I would have made like, oh, I can meet you after work for a drink, this person, because they asked me, like, I'll be like, I have this dinner, but I can meet you here. Or I have the dinner, but I can meet you after. I'll keep you. Like, that is where I start to get stressed out, especially on the weekends. And again, because I'm like cramming it in. I'm like, I'll meet you for breakfast. I'll meet you for lunch.
Yeah.
And then we'll go for a walk. Yeah. And I'm like, stop. Like,
yeah,
these people are not like, nobody's running out of time. You know, like,
I've fallen victim to that, where I've booked myself solid thinking I have time for all of it. And then day of, I'm like, what am I thinking? Mm-hmm. And then I cancel last minute, and then I feel like shit.
Exactly. You feel worse.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to be that person, like, and I don't want to be the person that's seen as a flake. Right. Mm-hmm. So again, it's just like being more intentional with like what I'm saying yes to.
Yeah.
So if you were to write me and you were like, hey, do you want to go do this, blah, blah, blah. Normally I'd be like, yeah, no problem. But like, I haven't even looked at my schedule. I might have something that day.
It's like, and then I've fit like, into my week.
Yeah. And yeah. Just being like, hey, I'm going to look at my calendar and I'm going to get right back to you.
Yeah. I think that's really smart. And honestly, I feel like I say no to so much. So some weeks I don't even have anything planned because I'm saying no to everything.
I know, but that's so nice.
I like love saying no.
I know, but I need to channel that.
I know,
I'm
but
trying.
Then sometimes
I'm
trying. Like, okay, like go do some things.
Yes.
And I do feel
you
like
are
I have
good,
an
though.
Active, like,
yeah.
Social life. Like, I do. I think I balance it.
I think you have a really active – I mean, I'm a part of it. Like, yeah. I see you at least once a week, yeah. So you're doing something.
I'm doing things, but I'm trying to do things, like, within reason of, like, what feels comfortable for me.
Yeah.
Because I just know, like, if someone's like, hey, want to go to this, like, bar tonight, and there's, like, a DJ playing and a this and that, I'm like, no, I'm not going.
And that is another thing about living in L.A. This is, like, very L.A. culture, but it's, like – there's an effing DJ
every
night. And then everyone's like, there's this other DJ at this club and this after and da da da. And I'm like, I don't want
to
do that.
Never gone to one, never will go to one.
Like,
not
I'm
my vibe.
Going home. I love you all. Have so much fun. I can't wait to hear about it tomorrow.
The things I say yes to are the things that interest me, like screenings or premieres or reality TV events where I could like stalk the people from Love Island. I'm not going to just say yes to every little thing. And I know this, you know, people at home maybe aren't getting invited to events all the time, but just other things. Like, I think, okay, actually, I think this is interesting because as I just said that, I just hit a point where I'm like, people at home who don't have plans might be like, how do you guys have so many plans?
Yeah.
And now I want to talk about, because I was single for so long up until really recently and you've been single, I feel like we make all these plans to fill our time.
Yeah.
So I feel like that. I feel like we can't address having so many plans without explaining why we have so many
plans. I mean, you're filling your time. And I think I will say, like, even when I wasn't single, like, I was making plans because it's like, I know what it's like to be single. So I never want my single girlfriends. And that's where the guilt comes from. It's like that I'm talking about.
And we're
like,
new to a city.
Yeah. Like, I don't want my single girlfriends to ever feel lonely. Yes. Or like, I don't want to feel lonely or whatever. But like, I actually, like, again, I always say yes to these things and then I feel overwhelmed. And I'm like, I have no problem being at home alone or like on a Friday or a Saturday. It's like I'm doing shit every day pretty much.
I know.
It's too much.
But I feel like the reason why we have so many plans is one, because we live in a major city, and two, because we've surrounded our social lives in these situations. Like, we've made friends with other single people in similar life stages to us that are trying to make social plans because we're all trying to fill our time and get out and not just like be these homebodies.
Exactly.
And I feel like it's created this like, which I think is great, but it's created this thing where there's so much to do almost.
There's like never enough time. Like, you can literally do multiple things every single night.
It's crazy.
And you think, you know, or you let me know. Like, I always am like, oh, I never know. Like, who will I meet? Or you never know and whatever. But then after a certain point, I'm like, and what I said to you all was like, I'm not even putting the right energy out there because I'm so blocked by the focus being on like that I don't want to be there, that I'm tired, that I wish I was home, whatever. So it's like, what's the point of me even being there anyway? Whereas if I'm intentionally saying yes to things, then it's like, I am open. I'm excited. I feel present. Like, you know, whereas it's like I'm bringing a different energy to what I'm doing.
So devil's advocate, before I moved to LA, when I was in New York, I was doing kind of the opposite where I was like, I'm not going to go because I have no desire to talk to anyone. Which is also a really bad mindset because
maybe, but it triggered you being like, I know I need to shake up. And then you moved here and look what happened.
100%. Like, I needed to move because I was like a homebody and I had no desire to socialize. I was like, I don't want to talk to these people. I don't want to look at these people. I don't need more friends. Like, I was just in that point where I knew I didn't have the energy to kiss ass or be nice or genuinely be nice because I wasn't in the mood that I just said no to everything. And then I was like, wait, I'm living in this big city, but I'm not doing anything in this city.
Yes.
So then when I came here, I said yes to everything. So it's like, it's so interesting because I feel like people can find themselves in one or two things where they're home by themselves weekend after weekend, or they're like, you know, it could go both ways.
It can, but here's the other thing that I'll say is like, so, I mean, two things, because I think you're exactly right. It can definitely go both ways, but I think, oh my God, excuse me. I think like where I'm at right now in wanting to be more intentional is like, I want to be out more, but I want to be out at the places that I genuinely want to be at.
With the people you care to be with.
The people that I care to be at. And again, to our point of living in a big city, I think it's a luxury to be able to like, you know, pick and choose those things. But what it's also stirring up in me is like, I'm getting more creative. Like, you know, the holidays are coming and I'm like, you know, it would be so cute to like get dressed up and do something cute and festive, like with the girls, like go to Sunset Tower, Chateau Marmont or something, like, you know, and I'm like, I would be so busy and I've said no to things. Like, I could have had a full December calendar that like, I wouldn't have even had time to think about that. And now it's like, I want to make a plan that I really am excited about with the people that I'm excited about that I can genuinely look forward to.
Yeah, that's true. And also like curating your own plans.
Yes.
Speaking of. For those of you listening, this is a little tease. And for you, this is also new.
Oh, I saw.
I think I might have been talking about this with you the other day. But I'm hosting an event on January 3rd in West Hollywood. It's going to be a vision board class. Like what we did.
Love.
So Alex and I went to this vision board class the same time last year. And they had like a guided meditation and they had poster boards and magazines. And I've created vision boards. This will be my fourth year in a row now creating one in the new year. So it's like a tradition that I've been doing 4 years strong. And I loved that event so much last year that I was like, I want to host my own for the Tea Tribe. So stay tuned, guys. It's coming. Swag bags, tea, wine,
I am so excited.
I want everyone to wear comfies. I'm like pajamas or like
sweats. How we did it like at the beginning of this year was amazing.
Yeah.
We just like we're cozy.
Everything.
I brought a blanket for my car.
Exactly.
Like I need to be cozy.
So that's what I'm doing. So I'm going to host it for my girlfriends and for the Tea Tribe.
Amazing.
And it's like really in the works now. Within one day, I like turned this thing
I know.
Around.
You were like, I want to find. And then you're like, I'm going to do it myself.
Oh, I like have a sponsor. I have a vendor. I have a location.
Do. You know how I move.
Okay, we have to talk about it after. I don't know where you're doing it.
But
you know how I move.
Yeah, so guys.
I have a proposition for you.
So January 3rd, mark your cows if you're in California. I just thought it'd be so fun to like manifest. Actually, it's kind of like a little soon to talk about what we are manifesting for the new year. So we don't have to go into detail, but you did say you have your word of the year already.
Yes, it's intention. Like, I want to be intentional. I want to be intentional with, like, how I'm dating. I want to be intentional mm-hmm. with my plans. I want to be intentional with my travel. Like, I've spent the last year, you know, going through all the crap that I went through this last year. And, like, I just want to really be more focused and, again, intentional with, like, how I spend my time mm-hmm. and who I give my energy to.
I don't know what mine's going to be yet, and I love what you're saying, and it's making me feel like intentional is such a good one, and I feel like I've done that a little bit, so now I'm like, what is next year for me? Because I feel like I've had such big growing years,
yeah,
and now this upcoming year, I feel like I just want to continue to, like, flourish.
Yeah, I think it could be flourish.
Like, flourish is a
good one. See with you just, like, empower. Like, I feel, you know how you're, like, I, like, had an idea. You know me. Quick turnaround. Yeah. It's like, I want you to, like, feel empowered and continue to feel empowered because I see that in you.
Interesting you say that because I've been wanting to get a lot more into, like, public speaking.
Yeah.
Like, motivational speaking. I don't know how one does that, but.
I mean.
It's on my bingo card for next year, so.
We could talk about it. I'm sure we could figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Where there's a will, there's a way. I do want to get to ask Alyssa and answer some advice questions people wrote in. Let's see. Okay. This person said, ask Alyssa, hi, I need some advice on being a solo single gal during the holidays. I recently moved to England and I will be spending Christmas through Boxing Day alone while looking after two kittens. I want to get creative on what I could do during this time to celebrate, even if I will be on my own. Any movies, recipes, activities, self-care recommendations? How would you get into the holiday spirit solo? Thanks, and I love the pod.
Aww. So
it looks like she's not really looking for, like, things to do with other people, more so just ways within herself.
I'm like, girl, turn on the holiday and do everything that they
also did. What's that thing in London that everyone does, the like winter Wonderland market?
Oh, I don't know.
There is like a Christmas all the British market. People talk about this British market.
Yeah, I mean, there's so London at Christmas time is probably one of the best things ever.
It's like the best. Okay, this is what I would recommend, because this is what I did in my apartment, and I know maybe you're just like renting or whatever. Yeah. You gotta just like go to the dollar store and buy like cheap decorations, because I putting up my tree, I did it like a month ago. Like, it's been up forever. Putting up my tree, and I bought a winter scented candle from Target.
So did I.
It's changed everything.
The fig fir tree.
It's
like, forest fir.
Yes. I have the lights on. I put a Yule log on the TV on YouTube. Look up like fire burning, and it makes like a crackling noise, and it's a fire. It is the most relaxing vibe. And then heat up some tea with Publicity, a little hot cocoa. Like, that's what I recommend.
And just, like, get under the covers with a good book. Like, again, to our point of, like, talking about so much plans and intention, like, use this time to slow down. Mm-hmm. Like, take a bath. Like, you love baths, you know?
I love
like,
baths.
Take, like, but make, like, buy all the things.
Yes.
Even, again, going to, like, the drugstore or whatever, make, like, a really luxurious bath for yourself.
Yes.
And pour a glass of wine or have a cup of tea. And then, like, put something on Netflix, like, veg out. You know what I mean? Like, just, like, really do everything that you want to do with luxury.
It's also could be really fun to go to one of the nice areas and look at the decorations on the like nice stores, like the high-end stores even, like Harrods or,
oh my gosh, yes.
I'm sure they all decorate so beautifully, or like Piccadilly. I love Piccadilly area. Or I feel like London during Christmas also, I've seen so many things on TikTok being like, here's what to do. You said England though, not London, so I'm not sure where exactly you are, but yes, go look at the houses.
And the other thing, I make my, like, holiday watch list, to your point. And I, like, set the scene, and it's, like, I watch The Holiday. I watch Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
I watch Home Alone. Like, have those movies, and, like, every night I watch one when I'm, like, home for the holidays. And I've started now because I'm going home later. But, like, it's just so cozy.
That's really cute.
And nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's really
nice.
And
it's, like, you can have a friend over. You can be by yourself. But it's, like, being in your own home and in that environment, and you're just, like, oh.
I don't know why, but, like, I could picture this girl's, like, setup, like, in my head, and I'm envious.
I know.
Like, that she's there, and I'm here. Like,
I really...
We talked about going.
I know. I was like, could we go? Also, I'm just like really in the holiday spirit this year.
Yeah.
More than ever. I don't know why. And it's weird because I live in a warm climate, yet somehow I'm feeling the vibes more than ever before.
I wonder why.
I think it's the tree.
You think it's like the setup?
I think it's the setup. Okay. I think because my apartment's kind of more of that like modern look, adding the tree made it much more cozy.
Yeah.
I can see also, that. And also, I just think, honestly, unfortunately, I think social media plays a big part in it because we start seeing things roll out so much sooner every year.
I know. I think my mom's already sending me like things to bake when we get home.
I think I'm falling for like the hoopla, but it's actually working.
As you should.
Yeah. So I'm really into it.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. This person said, ask Alyssa, recently, technically, got broken up with. How does one move forward and heal in a breakup when you feel like you were the one that messed up and potentially caused the breakup?
Oh, gosh. That's hard. I mean, the fact that you are admitting or at least owning up to that or starting to is a big part of it.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge part of it, is like owning the mistake, seeing it as, you know, quote unquote, a lesson, but being like, what happened here? How did I contribute to it? What can I learn and change for the future? Whether it's with that person or with somebody new. You never know if reconciliation's in the cards.
Yeah. And also, I hate to say this, but I always feel like if it's supposed to be the person you're with a breakup, you won't end up broken up, or you will end up back together.
Yeah.
Like, I think that everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. I know that's such a annoying thing to hear when you're going through something like heartbreak, or but I guess it's something I always could like rest my head on.
Yeah.
Being like, okay, if this person doesn't want me, I don't want them. And that's always how I felt.
And that was the other thing I wanted to say, because it's like, you obviously will have that guilt or feeling of like, oh shoot, I shouldn't have done that, this is my fault, so on and so forth. But like, if you're meant to be with that person, it doesn't have to be tomorrow, it doesn't have to be like today, but like eventually there will be a path toward like reconciliation and forgiveness. And like, if that person is meant to be your person, they will accept and trust that you are like apologetic, and you will move forward together.
Yes.
So I think either way, it's important that those things happen, because none of us are perfect people. You know, like, you're not a bad person for making a mistake. You did a bad thing if you did.
Yeah.
And like, the whole point is like, you work through that either apart and come back together, or you work through it together, and like, that's how you know. That's your person.
I couldn't have said it better. Like, I think...
I'm like, speaking from experience.
No, I was going to say, now that I'm in a relationship, I'm realizing how much, like, compromised things are. Mm-hmm. Like, just even, like, little things that come up. Because, like, Sean and I really haven't had, like, a real fight yet. Because we just, like, what's there to fight about? Like, it's so new. But we'll definitely have things where we have to, like, talk through situations that are... like big, or things that come up, and
you're having to talk through big things like quickly because of like where your lives are.
Exactly. And I feel like we will have these conversations and it'll make me be like, oh, okay, we got through that. Like, we talked through this big heavy thing and now we're smiling and fine and happy.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's made me realize how you really need that other person to like hear you and meet you in the middle when you're having these big conversations.
Exactly. And like, if this whatever happened, like, that other person might not be ready to hear you. But I do also think there's always value in like, when, if you know it was your fault and you realize that, and apologizing and owning it, like, that's such a huge, it's just like a line of respect,
accountability.
Having that accountability and saying like, I recognize it and I'm gonna do better.
I think honesty always works best. I always say that with people. Like, sometimes people will write into me and I'm like, if you just are honest and vulnerable and like, hey, I know I messed up, but I feel XYZ, I feel like that's so much more receptive than when you're trying to beat around the bush or like make excuses.
That's, I'm the same, like, I'm very similar. Like, I always say I don't have a problem with confrontation in the sense of like, I would feel so much more anxiety around like not having that conversation than just like ripping off the Band-Aid. Especially when it's my fault. Like, just, like, own it, you know? Face it.
Yeah.
And let's figure out how to move forward than, like, dwelling on it. That eats me up inside.
I'm really good at confrontation. Like, if I have a problem, like, telling someone how I feel in a calm way. But when someone tells me how they feel, and if I feel like I disappointed someone, I'm a basket case.
Really?
Like, I really hate hurting people. Like...
Oh, and you, like, get really emotional about it?
So emotional. Like... I don't know what it's not that I can't like take the criticism. I'll admit if I'm wrong.
It's like you feel so bad in your bones.
I feel so bad I made someone upset. Yeah. Like, Oh my God. It like is the worst thing ever for me. Oh my God, I hate when people are you like, I'm Sean mad at you.
Is going to be so funny.
Oh. We're both like, he's like, crying. I feel so bad. What did he feel bad about the other day? He, like, I had my period and he felt bad.
Because you were crying.
Oh, yeah, I was just sobbing.
You just wanted to be alone.
Wait, oh, something else happened that I don't think I told you about. Did I tell you about when I screamed at him in my sleep?
No. You wanted to be left alone and then you wanted a hug. And he was like, what are you doing? Oh, I've been crying alone.
No, so my family, like, we, all the women in my family, like, we just scream in our sleep. Like, it's just like a thing. Like, we have night terrors. Like, we're bitchy.
Stop.
Like, you can't hold me accountable for anything I say while I'm sleeping.
Love this.
Or really tired because I don't know. And I, the other night, I didn't know I snore. Like, I'm not really a big snorer, yeah. But I guess if my nose is stuffed, sometimes I just let out a little snore. Sean said I was snoring for like 4 hours. Just like,
roll me over, Sean. Get over it.
He said hours, though. Like, I'm just going off. And he said he did the loud cough. He said he did the shove. He's like, I did it all. Like, and then my sound machine, we sleep with my sound machine on. Sound machine went off. Like, just decided to break in the middle of the night. So now it's just dead silent. Me just arms up snoring. Finally, he said after like hours of contemplating, like, what do I do? He said he just lightly, like, tapped me to be like, shh, you know?
Yeah.
And I turn around, I go, why'd you tap me? You're so rude. And I screamed at him. And then I went up to pee and I came back into the bed and I just, like, huffed over and went to bed. I have, like, no recollection. Like, I kind of remember yelling, but in my head, like, we had a whole conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I was sleeping. Something happened. The next day, he was like, you, like, screamed at me last night. I was like, what? I was like, oh, I do that.
You're like, oh, sorry.
He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, oh, no, anyone will tell you. Like, I texted my friend's group chat, and I'm like, guys, I yelled at Sean last night in my sleep. And my friend Jenna's like, wouldn't be the first person you screamed at.
And you don't remember.
I do this thing where, like, I'm making the noise, but if you wake me, I'll be like,
oh. Oh, it's your
stop
fault.
Stop making noise. I yell at you. Like, as if I'm not the one that's
maybe
been up
that's
all
your
night.
Subconscious that you're like, this is the one time I'm so relaxed in my REM that I don't feel guilty.
It's literally like I'm the loud one, and then I yell at everyone else for literally breathing. Like, I was like, okay, sorry.
Oh
about
my
that.
God, we're gonna get you some mouth tape.
Like, oh my God, I know.
I want to try it. I've never tried it. I'm
kind of like scared by the concept of mouth tape.
I know, and I live alone, like.
It feels kind of like, yeah, like someone's like holding me hostage vibes. Like, I don't, the thought of it makes me feel a little claustrophobic.
It freaks me out. I know.
Do we do it though?
I know, maybe. Girls trip.
I really want to try it, but I also think I'm going to rip it off my mouth in the middle of the night. I know myself. I'm not like a neat sleeper.
I know. And my skin also is so sensitive. I'm like, what if it gives me a rash? And then you just have like.
I think we should try it. Okay, report back. I'll see if I'm snoring or screaming. Okay. Last ask Alyssa. This person said, please help. How do you politely tell guys you don't want to plan the date? They keep asking me what I want to do. Why do I have to be the planner? It just feels lazy on their end. I love this question.
Okay, go.
I want to hear what you have to say.
I mean, I am really traditional. Like, I'm super traditional, and it's like, I also don't want to seem agreeable whenever they're like, oh, well, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I'll just be like, I, you know, what I really want is like for you to plan and you let me know. Like, I'm, and I always, so this is different, but I always err on the side of like, oh, well, like, I'm new to the West Side, so like, you probably know better than I do, and I'm like happy to, you know, see what recommendations you have or whatever, but like, that's how I always do it. I'm like, what I want is for you to figure it out, because again, I used to be so agreeable. Yeah. I used to be like, whatever. And I just be like, let's do this or that. And I'm like, I don't want to be that person
this
anymore.
Is what I say. Because it's kind of flirty.
Okay.
But it gets across exactly what you're saying. If they're like, well, what do you want to do? I'll say, you tell me.
Okay. There you go.
Boom.
Done.
You tell me. And then they'll have to come back with something. They'll be like, well, what do you think about a wine bar?
Yep.
So, yeah.
I love that.
Like, I always order.
I'm so formal. I'm like, let me know what you have in mind.
Yeah. No. I'm like, I'm flirty. I'm like, you tell me. You make the plan. Also, when a guy, I used to never want to give a guy my number first because, like, I was traditional. Now I don't really care. But if a guy on a dating app was like, let me get your number, I'd be like, no. Wait. I'm trying to think what it was. Not if he asked me. If he texted me his number first, I didn't want to text him first. I feel like the guy should text the girl first. So yes. If he was like, here's my number, let's text, I would say, okay, here's mine. and I would give mine.
Oh, I like
and not
that.
Text first.
But I think that's good.
So those are my two little tips. If you want to throw the ball back in their court, instead of like taking it off the app and texting them first and being like, hey, it's Alyssa from Hinge, just be like, okay, here's mine.
Okay, but okay, this now we're getting layers. But I have a girlfriend that's a dating coach, and she was like, don't give these guys your number if you've never gone out with them. Like, go out on a first date. If you like them, whatever, exchange numbers. But she's like, why would you give a guy your number? Like, this is a stranger.
Because, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
It feels weird to, like, be on Hinge in the on the street corner.
Being like, I'm here.
Out front. That's my argument to that.
That's fair. That is so fair.
That's my
argument.
But I
liked that she said, I was like, wait, you're right. I'm not going to do it. And then my friends are all like, I give it out in like the first 5 seconds. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I feel like you could just block someone if you're not interested.
True.
I know that's kind of savage.
Yeah.
But like.
No, but again, I don't think that that's savage. At the same breath, I don't think not giving your number out is savage. It's like, I don't know you from Adam.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't know you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All right. So our advice.
I like that. You tell me.
Yeah. Throw it back in the guy's court.
Yeah.
Like, I'd just be like, I don't know. What do you have in mind? I'd love to hear what you have in mind.
Yes. That's like what I typically do.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, I would really want you to tell me, or like, I would want to know what you want to do. That's where I go.
But then
I am so traditional.
Okay,
I know.
But then
it's bad.
Does that sound so agreeable? Like, what do you want to do? I'll tag along.
I mean, yes just and no, because I think it's like, you're, again, it's like setting, not even like a boundary, but like you're setting a tone.
Mm.
And in a relationship, like, I don't want a guy to be complacent. It's not that I'm being agreeable. If you suggest something and I don't want to do it,
fair.
I'll tell you.
Fair.
Or, you know, give me some options, then I really like you. Mm-hmm. But like, I think it's also just like, I don't want someone to be complacent. And like, I will go along with something you want to do if I think it's a good idea. If it's insane, I won't do it.
Okay, that's what I liked about my first day with Sean, and this was a green flag, because we started chatting. He said he liked wine or something. I said we both figured out we liked red wine early on in the conversation.
Yeah.
Then circle back to later, he was like, what area do you live in? Because he was like, we were planning a date, and he's like, what area do you live in? And green flag when they choose something by you instead of making you drive your ass to them. Especially
1,000% I
in
agree
LA,
with that. I know. I'm like, you were in a long distance relationship.
Yeah. So
I have another question.
Planned something near me, and then he picked a nice area, and he picked a wine bar.
Cute.
And he was like, 7 p.m. res, done. And he sent me the reservation confirmation.
Love that.
Like, boom. I hate when a guy's like, okay, where should we go? What do you want? Like,
yeah, he that's was like, why they're cut.
Okay,
like,
here's
the
res.
There's no time to wait.
Here's the,
you know?
Here it is. Boom.
And I know that I'm being like really hardcore, but it's just like those little things, like, you just know.
No, it's just unattractive.
Yeah. Like, stop being wishy-washy. Make the plan.
Yeah.
Come on, babe.
To me, that was like, I like assertive.
Me
like,
too. How long between when you matched, and I can't remember this, but I'm curious,
yeah.
And you guys went out on your first date, was it?
Well, because I was on vacation.
Oh, right. So how long from when you got back?
We matched when I was in, I remember like texting him outside of my hotel in Mallorca for some reason.
Yeah.
Laughing, which is funny, at my hint.
Like, I do remember that you guys matched while you were still away.
I'm pretty sure it was Mallorca. And then after Mallorca, I went to Sada. And then after Sada, I went to Madrid. I would say probably like a week and a half.
Oh, but then when you got back.
I haven't written.
But wait, when you got back, how long between when you got back and your first date was it?
No, this is how creepy I am. First text.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I don't know when we matched on Hinge, because he deleted.
You are so cute.
I read him this list. He was like, you're a psycho.
See, I'm like, you're cute. I'm like, this is so not me, but I have such an appreciation
for
this.
Well, this is the thing. I have a list of everything that he likes, so I know what gifts to get him.
Yes. Love that. We talked about that. Genius.
So, I don't know when we matched on Hinge, because the day after our first date, he deleted the app, so I could never like go back and look at our conversation or anything.
You're like, he unmatched
so
me.
It was probably like August like 1st we like matched, maybe. Or no, like August like 8th, first text August 11th, first date August 18th. So between our first text and our first date was exactly 7 days.
Yeah, and you were away. Again, I think that if you are talking to somebody and a week goes by and you haven't met, and again, I don't like, I feel like maybe I'm being really harsh, but
no.
I'm like, I just feel like it's like they're not serious. You are not
Had
serious
Had it gone
people.
On longer than a week, I don't think it would have kept my attention, because it's like, I don't know you. We've never met.
Yeah. And then it's like, you just have a pen pal.
And I'm so not interested in that.
Same. I'm done.
I think that's so, like, lame to just be talking to someone on an app for years. It's like, I don't know you. Like, why do we have inside jokes?
I've and, like, never why do you want to do this?
Yes. And it's also, like, I don't know you to be giving you this energy. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're running out of time. So we're going to quickly do pop culture. But this is the thing. There's literally no pop culture topics that even, like, tickle my fancy this week. So let's just talk about the top line ones. We will spill the tea.
Sip it while you spill it, grab a mug and take a seat. Where pop culture meets reality TV. Tea with publicity.
First of all, Squid Game's reality TV show, I know you're watching, so am I.
I absolutely love this
show.
Would
you go on it?
I think so, but I think it would break me.
Really, I think quickly. It's like a good one that a lot of people could go on because it's not like involved in super drama. It's just like competition strictly.
And it's endurance. So, like, you know, were we talking about this with, like, the red light, green light? How, like, that actual, they only showed like a few minutes.
No, I heard how hard
it was.
It
like 9.5 hours and it was like freezing cold temperatures. So, like, you know, when you see the girl squatting and she's frozen and she's like, I can't do it anymore. Like, she wasn't squatting for like 1 minute.
Oh,
she's squatting for like an hour.
I was ripping on her. I was like, this pussy.
It was like cold temperatures. It was, I think they said it was 9.5 hours they played that game.
That makes me respect the old women that got through
so much. I know.
She's my favorite.
I know.
No, wait. Okay. Are you watching it still? Are you done with the episodes that have come out?
I don't. If anything came out this week, I haven't seen them.
But like the five that have come out. Yeah. Okay. Spoiler alert for anyone that hasn't seen the five that are out yet. When the old man went home, the 69-year-old.
No. I couldn't handle that.
Sobbed. Like, loved him so much. It's a really good show. I'm also... I don't know if you know her, but Jasmine from The Bachelor, she lives here in LA. Her girlfriend is on the show. She's one of the people, and she's still on it. I think there's like 70 people left, and she's still on the cast.
Oh my
god! So it's like cool to like know someone that know someone that's been on, that's on the show.
And then like Lauren, she has a friend, right?
Really?
Yeah, I think she made a video. She had a friend too.
Oh my god, it's so funny! What a great show! I'm really into it.
I really also like how they've created characters out of storytelling, the different contestants, because it feels very, I don't know if you watched the original show.
It feels
very similar to like understanding the backstory of like what was driving those characters in the actual
That's
show.
That's what Sean said. He's like, this is exact.
It's so.
I was too scared to so watch gorgeous. The original. This oh my one, God. I know no one's dying, so I'm okay.
I know, but when the little like paintball things go off, I'm like, oh my God.
It was really well done.
Yes.
Okay, next up, we had Kylie Jenner being interviewed by Jennifer Lawrence. Mm-hmm. What was it for? Interview Magazine, I want to
It was
say?
For Interview Magazine, I think, because Kai, the fast fashion line, came out.
And I want to just a little quick anecdote that I love Jennifer Lawrence interviewing Kylie because the questions that she asked her were what we as people want to know.
Yes.
And I think that's it kind of like humanized her in that interview. She was like, who takes care of your dogs? Like
her dog.
Who gets
nanny.
You your coffee in the morning? Is it like you or does like your team bring it to you?
Yes.
Is it hot? Is it on the table? Like where do you pick it up? And like that's the shit we want to know. Like we all want to know who picks up the bill when the Kardashians go out to eat.
Exactly. And it's like what was so good with this interview was like Jennifer Lawrence, she's clearly now like a friend of the family, but mm-hmm. she was a fan first and she remains a fan.
Yeah.
And you could sense that in her questions. Like she was so eager to ask her burning
and
questions
knows,
as well.
Like what we know. Like she's mm-hmm. watching the show and she's
exactly.
wondering all the things. I just love that about Jennifer Lawrence that she, I feel like a lot of celebrities are secret fangirls, but they don't outwardly express
it because
they
want to
be cool and part of like the industry. Whereas she's like at home on her couch watching Housewives, like
I know.
Just fully admitting it.
I love that.
And she's really, I think she's really cool. Oh, and then they also talked about
Jordan Woods.
Filler, Jordan Woods, face surgery.
And Kylie said she, you know, ended up getting lip filler, but she said she hasn't done anything else to her face.
Did you see that recent interview where Kim says she's never had filler in her face?
Okay.
She said she's never had lip filler and she's never had cheek filler.
Here's the thing that I, like, again, this is like a weird, let me put on my tinfoil cap. I'll use the example of, like, Erica Jane on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And they're like, are you on Ozempic? And she's like, no, I'm on, like, hormones. It's like, Kyle, I'm not on Ozempic. Like, maybe they're not on Ozempic. So like or, in a lie detector test, yeah. they would be telling the truth, but like they're on some semi-glutide. Like maybe Kim yeah, hasn't had fillers, like, but like she's had something like put in her face. It's not
Botox, but it's Dysport.
Exactly. Like, I'm sorry. I swear to God, that is all I'm left to believe. Like they're getting by on technicalities.
Wait, same. And also because now that I'm in like LA and I go to these doctors and I see how many like things they can offer. There are and how many things they offer. I'm like, oh, so, okay, maybe you're not getting filler, but you're getting like the fat from your ass put into yes. your cheeks.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
100%. Like they are not lying, but it's like technicalities. I swear. That is my belief.
I feel the same. I will take off my cap. Or they're getting like those extreme needle treatments mm-hmm. that like give you baby ass skin exactly. on your face.
Oh, yeah. Kim's definitely done that.
Oh, she says though. She's like, I get lasers like up the wazoo.
Yeah.
Which like, I don't blame her. Listen.
I would do it too.
I would be sitting under a laser every single night.
Every second of every day.
She looks great. But I was just shocked to hear about the lip filler because those things are plump. And she always had plump lips, but like.
Yeah. Wait, are you talking about Kim or Kylie now?
Kim. Kylie admits yes. that she's had filler. Yeah. Kim says she's never had lip filler. Okay, but people think I have it and I never have. And I'm going to be honest, lip liner goes a long way.
Lip liner goes a long way, but no. Maybe she did like one of those lifts too, ooh, you know?
Like the Botox lip flip?
Yeah, the lip flip. Like maybe she did something, again, that could also be probable. Like, you know?
Yeah, like Lisa Rinna didn't have lip filler, but doesn't she have an implant in there?
I don't know.
From maybe. Like the 80s.
Yeah,
like, she had like the OG
yeah.
version of lip filler.
But it's like, but she doesn't have lip filler.
Interesting. It is really interesting. I kind of am liking how people have been like more transparent about things.
I know.
Like you finally have people like even like Blac Chyna talking about plastic surgery or Nicki Minaj or whoever. Like people are talking about it more, but they're still not fully saying like, yeah, I got a BBL. It's like we want to know.
And it's like, girl, we know. So say it.
BBLs are the most obvious. And I've never seen a trend go BBLs so like this.
And nose jobs.
And so like this.
I know. But, like, no, like, that's the thing. When I moved to LA, because even, like, my quote-unquote normie friends, like, have at least had one or two nose jobs. Like
everyone I know has had a nose job.
So it's, like, you want to say you've done nothing? Like, I don't know if I buy that.
I would say 50% of my friends have had nose jobs. I'm yeah, not even kidding.
I would definitely say that. That's I mean, I'm crazy. I would love to get a nose job.
I always say
I have two friends that just, like, they're in recovery right now.
I have a splint on. No, but I always say if I had a bad nose, I like my nose. Fortunately for me, yeah. it's the first thing I would do.
See, I like don't hate my nose, yeah, but I don't dislike it enough to change it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like you have to really like dislike yeah. something to want to change it. Wait, really quick, and we keep going on tangents.
I know, sorry.
But my friends were visiting from New York and we went to Beverly Hills. And the most quintessential Beverly Hills thing that I've ever seen in my life was that we saw five people in a row with splints on their faces. Five.
Beautiful.
And they were like, this is the most LA shit I've ever seen.
It's like nothing. People are going out to work with their bruised eyes.
Full like, face nothing. Wrapped. Yeah. Like. Okay, I want to do one more story, and it's the yes. Taylor Swift one.
Yes.
And then we have to call it.
Okay.
But you lead this one because you know more than me.
Okay. So turns out that they are doing an Eras tour. Taylor Swift is going to college. Harvard and the University of Florida are offering courses in 2024. So you can take a Harvard degree undergraduate course in Taylor Swift and her eras of music.
That's like so fun.
It like as a student, so fun.
That would be such a fun class to take, even if you're not like the biggest Swiftie in the world. I'd rather take that than any other class.
And they're also, they were like graduate and professional students who want to take the course should speak with this person on or before the first day of the course. And there's like an actual syllabus. It's crazy.
Oh my God.
Like, it's like Monday, introduction. Why study, Taylor? What are we doing? What is this class and what isn't it? Song lyrics, poetry, exactly. And I mean, that's like when you think about it, it would be interesting to study her lyrics from like a writer's.
I kind of want to study,
you know,
lyrics aside though, like the allure around her.
Yeah.
Like the
psychology.
The psychology around like the Easter eggs and the fandom and just like the way that she's like launched things in the public perception.
Yeah.
Like, that's sick. Like from a PR perspective.
This is crazy. So somebody got the syllabus. So there's Classes devoted to Fearless, Taylor's Version, and Speak Now, Taylor's Version, Red, 1989, Taylor's Version, Reputation and Lover, Miss Americana and Folklore, Evermore and Midnight's classes, which also look at songs by Lorde and the Eras Tour film, if available.
Wait, this is why I'm laughing. What teacher is qualified to teach this?
I don't know.
Like, are they just getting Taylor stans up in here to, like,
I
think about it.
I bet they are.
Whatever teacher's doing this, like, has to really be, like, immersing themselves
in
this.
Looking at precursors from Dolly Parton to Border Ballads.
Oh, that's cool.
And her work. And we will read literary works important to her. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, I guess in all fairness, like, in my broadcast and media studies courses, like, I learned about Barbara Walters and all of the people that are still around doing media today.
Yeah.
Like, we did learn about current people that were in the media. So I guess, like, it does make sense.
This is crazy. Professor, poet, and critic Stephanie Burt will be teaching the course at Harvard.
Wait, what is it? Professor,
poet, and critic. See? Stephanie Burt.
I was like, it needs to be someone with credentials.
Yes, yeah.
Wait, fun.
I know. I'm like, when are they going to offer it online?
Do you know, I always have like this weird like thing in my head where I'm like, I'd love to like be a professor when I'm like old and retired.
Me too.
Wait, why do we all feel like I would just like love to.
It's like I just want to like give knowledge to the youth.
Same. Like I just want to.
I want to like mentor them.
No, same.
I swear to God.
That's, I'm like, why have I always felt this way? Like I just like want to be a professor.
Maybe we're just like nurturing people.
Maybe. I like being a mentor a lot.
Me too.
That's so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, thank you for spilling the tea with me.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun. So fun.
I know. Guys, I'm going to try to have Lex back more often. This was so fun. Where can everyone follow you and stay up to date?
Follow me everywhere at Lex Nico. So what is that? Instagram, Twitter, X, TikTok, X. Pinterest. And I have a newsletter. Yeah. It's called That's Your Journey. Whenever this comes out, I'll post it in my Instagram stories. But it's a monthly. But I think we're going to start going weekly just because I'm getting too many questions.
Also, cutest name ever.
That's Your Journey. I get so many questions about just like life stages. So it's structured. It's fun. We do like a little pop culture.
Love
I do
it.
A little feature on good people that I love to follow. And then what I'm, you know, reading, obsessed with, talking about, all that good stuff.
So good. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.